When Homer returned to Virginia in the 1870s, he found that the long shadow of the Civil War still loomed over Black communities struggling to assert their freedom and identity. Gwendolyn Du Bois Shaw, professor of art history at the University of Pennsylvania.
One of the things that I love about dressing for carnival is this older woman at the center who has a pipe in her mouth, and she's holding a needle between her finger with an invisible thread that connects her to the man at the center. The younger woman on the left also has a thread, and she too is sewing this man into his costume.
Women and children became a focus of Homer's depictions of Black communities at this time. After the loss of so many Black men to the war, women were central to the reconstitution of Black life.
And in this case, in dressing for carnival, as they pull their needles through the costume of the man at the center, they are building that life, they are creating it, they are sewing it, they are making it happen, in spite of the fact that so many of their family members have been lost to the war effort or to the struggle to make a living, to find work. And we see them being the center of those communities.
The man's harlequin-style costume suggests the group is preparing for an African diaspora celebration known as Jonkanoo, while the small flag held by the boy on the right hints at a July 4th celebration. This simple detail adds a note of bitter irony to the scene. It's a celebration of independence by formerly enslaved people who are still fighting for their human rights.